Hey you, are you feeling stuck, desperate for a career change, or thinking of starting a business, but you're just not sure how to make your first move? I'm television producer turned career coach, Shannon Russell, and this is the Second Act Success Career Podcast. This is where you will not only get the career advice you've been craving, but you'll get tips from career and business experts, along with inspiration from others who have made a career transition to find Second Act success. Let's get started. Hey there, my friend. Welcome back. Last week on the podcast, we had a sort of Q&A style episode where I aired some questions and answers that I had taken out of my recent breakthrough bootcamp that I was running. I heard from a lot of you that you really liked that style of episodes. So luckily, I had another Q&A session from my bootcamp that I'm going to turn into today's episode. So we're actually having two back-to-back episodes of Q&As. And I love this. I love that this is something that really resonates with you. I think it is helpful to hear other people's questions and the fears and blocks that they might be going through, and then to hear some answers and some help on how to make things a little bit easier. So let's dive into our second Q&A session from my recent Breakthrough Bootcamp. I hope that the questions and answers that you hear on today's episode really help you as well. And while we're at it, I urge you to send me your questions. Go over to my website at secondactsuccess.co/podcast, and you'll actually see a little speak pipe button. And what you can do with that is actually leave me a voicemail with a question on it. And I would be happy to add that into an upcoming episode and answer your question live on the podcast. Reach out to me via SpeakPipe. Reach out to me on Instagram. You can DM me at secondactsuccess. But reach out. I would love to hear what you are struggling with and what you need help with so that I can bring that and really provide some help and some service here to you on the podcast. That is what I'm here for. It's all about you. So please feel free to reach out. All right. Now it's time to dive into this week's Q&A session. We are here for Q&A session number two. I thank everyone who submitted questions. It was really great. I have a bunch. I actually had to add some more this morning because I got so many emails from you guys. So I thank you for that eagerness. Now we are getting to questions. Okay. Question number one. I am thinking of starting a business, but I don't have a business degree or experience. Is a degree or certification of any kind necessary? I can say from experience, no. I am a television producer. I had no business experience prior to that. It really goes to what we've been talking about this past week with taking your experience and using that to either build the business that you are interested in or using your experience to pivot to a new career path. So no, I don't necessarily think that you need to go back to school for a degree in business or that you need to have some kind of a certification behind your name to start a business. I think starting a business is really looking at the kind of business that you want, the experience that you do have that can transfer over to that. And then starting small and, you know, basically making sure that you know everything about that industry and that field. For example, if you're opening a pet store and you want to make sure that before even knowing how to run that business, you want to make sure you know all about running a pet store. You want to read the books, you want to read the blogs, you want to talk to the people, you want to do your market research to find out what it is that you'll be selling, what services you'll be offering. So educate yourself that way in the research before you make the decision and jump into the business. I spoke about this in one of our sessions about the local SBAs, the small business associations in your town. They often have, I actually saw an email in my local one this morning talking about funding. So they have different free workshops that they offer, whether it's a monthly basis or every few months. But not only can you go to them and have an actual counselor speak to you about opening up your S Corp or your LLC or getting your business registered or picking a name or starting a website, all of the little things, the admin type things. But you can also join these different workshops on different themes. So the one that was email blasted to me this morning in my local area was about funding for your business. If I was interested in finding funding or loans to start a business, that would be a great free workshop. Definitely take advantage of the small business associations in your area as well. Hopefully that answers your question. Question number two, I am currently working. So how can I go on job interviews or put my employer down as a reference without getting caught? Okay, I giggle because this is a really common question that is super tricky sometimes. First, I would not put your employer down as a reference if you're currently working and if your employer does not know that you're looking for other opportunities. You can put down past employers down as a reference. You can put a coworker down, or if there's a manager or someone within your organization that you truly trust that knows you're looking for other opportunities, you can put that person down as a reference because they work with you at your current job. So that is someone that you feel comfortable putting down to speak on your behalf. The way it works is oftentimes when you're applying for work, they'll ask for references, but you don't have to give references of your current boss, your current employer, if you don't want to. This job you're applying to does not have the legal right to reach out to your current boss if you don't put them down. And you can often let a prospective employer know that you're looking for work without your current manager or boss knowing, and they should be respectful and know not to do that. So I would not put down your current actual boss, your person that you report to as a reference. But how can you go on job interviews while working? That one is tricky, but totally doable. You can go on your lunch break if you get one. You can go after work. You can try to do a virtual one if it's possible, maybe before your work hours. This is where you just have to get creative and look at your schedule and see what they can offer. If your job that you're interviewing for knows that you're currently working, they're going to be flexible and work with you to find a time to connect with you. Actually, just going back to my television days, you're constantly worrying about the next gig, the next project you're working on. And I would go on my lunches, or I would sneak out to my car and make a phone call. You just have to get creative. Maybe you have to get sick one day, or you have to leave work a little early for whatever reason, but you can make it work. Especially now when we Zoom so much and we are virtual so much, it should be a lot easier than it might have been 10 years ago. Hopefully that answers both of those questions for you. All right. Question number three. I don't have a big network of friends or contacts to ask for help in finding a new role. Where should I start when it comes to networking? I'm kind of an introvert. I get you. There are so many introverts out there, and this is tricky, that just the word networking can be scary. So what I would say is the best way to network would be online. And we've talked about it, reaching out to people on LinkedIn, reaching out to past coworkers, people you went to college with, family friends. Just start saying out loud that you're looking for this type of role. And you never know if it just comes up with a conversation when you're in line for pickup at school, or when you're out at your son or daughter's basketball game, whatever it is. If you just mention, hey, I'm actually looking to change fields and this is what I'm looking to go in, you'd be surprised how many people are willing to help, and you never know where there could be that connection. But if those are comfortable scenarios for you, I would start with that. If not, you know, LinkedIn, going into different kinds of Facebook groups, even if you popped in there and you said, hey, I am this, I'm looking to do this, any advice? And you can start connecting with people and working connections that way. It's putting yourself out there. But maybe it's more comfortable for you if you're an introvert to do that online than in person. If you think of networking as far as local networking groups that might happen, or meetups in your hometown, those might include getting dressed up and going out in the evenings or on weekends and actually talking to people in person. So if you are a little shy, that might be a little hard for you. So I would really focus on your circle, reaching out to people in the past that you know, people you've worked with, people who know what you've done for your career online, and also just using all the free tools out there, networking groups, LinkedIn, all of that are great ways to start. Question number four, if I want to start my own business, lots of business questions, what can I do right now to set that up? Everything online is so confusing. How do I figure out what I need to do right now to just get the ball rolling? Again, the SBA, the Small Business Association, is a great place to start. But I actually didn't start there when I first launched my first business. I went online. I knew that I needed to incorporate. So I needed to pick a name for my business. I set up an LLC. You'd have to do that research yourself. Do you want an LLC? Do you want an S-Corp, a C-Corp? There's different entities. And once you do that, you need to talk with your town or the nearest main city in your state where you can go and register. So there's a lot of paperwork you have to do, but that is stuff that you can do online. Once you decide to set up your business and you get your name approved, you have to go in person to the borough hall or the municipal building in your area, hand in that paperwork. They double check that no one else has that name in your state. You can decide if you want a DBA. That's a doing business as. So if you have an LLC, that's one name, but you want a different name for your business, that's another paper step, another registration that you'd have to do. And then from there, it's your business. You'll get that business certificate. You'll get your business EIN number, your employee identification number. And then from there, I would say, open up a business bank account. You want that in your name. And then, of course, your banking. Then you might want to think about just your website, your logo, all those admin, more of creative decisions that are really fun. But those are probably the first few steps I would really do to get rolling that, you know, it might be a little time consuming to figure out, but you'll be able to get it done and check it off your list. And then really it's the creation of the business after that that you can do. So just start slow, do your research, and always reach out to the SBA, or if you know a local business owner or another online digital business owner, reach out to them, ask for their advice on how they did it. There's also books and podcasts and tons of resources. So find the way that you like to learn and go that way. Question number 5, whenever I mention the idea of leaving my job to start something new, my partner rolls his eyes. I can feel the negativity and it stops me every time. Any thoughts on how to deal with the naysayers? The naysayers are always going to be there. Someone actually mentioned this to me recently about when people don't support someone in their decision to make a change, it's often more about that person's insecurity than about the actual change that you're wanting to make. And when you think of it that way, it's that person, maybe they are concerned with what this change will do to you. If you change jobs, maybe you have to take a pay cut. Maybe they're concerned about that type of, you know, financial security for you. Whatever their concerns might be, listen, say thank you, appreciate that, because it's great to find out what everyone is thinking and what their concerns are. But ultimately, you're the one to make that decision for yourself. What I often say when it comes to a partner, a parent, or someone who you're a lot closer with, I say to do your research and make sure that you're completely confident. Think about every question that that person will ask and then be confident in what your answer is. So that when you finally go to your partner and you say, you know what, I appreciate all of your concern. I appreciate your points. I really thought about it. I've done X, Y, and Z to really dig through this. But I am ready to make this change, and here's why. And then you can list out your reasons why and have them all backed up with legit research, or if this happens, I will do this. If this happens, I will do this. So you've thought about it. You're not jumping into it head first with no background information. So I guess really it's just taking it with a grain of salt, being confident about your decision. Because if you're confident, then you're going to be able to portray that to others and that'll make them feel better. My last thing is too, there's a lot of people who would say that they want a career change. They want to make a change in their life of any kind. And they'll say it, but not do it. And that might be those people who are kind of trying to steer you in the other direction. And that's fine. They might not be the type of person who wants to make that change. They might be happy with where they are. And that's wonderful. But if you are truly unhappy and you feel like this change will make you better as a person and kind of have you turn into who you want to be and make your life better in whatever ways it will, then I say go for it and just know that you're a little different from them and that's okay. You want to do this and they want to do that and that's completely fine. We're all different people with different paths. I hope that helped. All right. I am expecting to start over at a new company with a lower salary, most likely since I'll be changing fields. How can I start planning ahead for this change financially so it's not a huge hit? The fact that you have a job already, that you have a paycheck coming in, you want to start saving as best you can. Just like you save for retirement or you save for that vacation that you want to save for your job change as well. You want to know that you've got a plan coming ahead and that maybe you should save a little bit more each month or so and put that money away so that when the time comes, you're prepared. Really, all you can do is save, start looking at your finances a little bit differently. I love the fact that you're even asking this question. That is just showing that you are fully into this change, no matter what the salary will look like, because you know that this change is more necessary for you and the money will come with time. So I applaud you for even asking this question. And really, it's just a matter of looking at your situation, saving as best you can right now for the future. All right. I think this is our last one. Question number 7. What is a strategy to help me perfect my elevator pitch? I'm always looking for a quick formula that helps script your elevator pitch. I ramble and tend to hit too many bullet points without the connective tissue. Any ideas? Yes. And for those of you who don't have an elevator pitch, that's basically what it is that you do and what you want to do. For me, I have an elevator pitch that is just a line or so, really, of who I serve. I work with women in unresolved careers who want to pivot to produce their own life of abundance. That is my elevator pitch of who I work with. If you're a teacher and you want to move into marketing, you have an elevator's pitch that you write that's a sentence or two about your past experience and what you want to do now. So that if you go on an interview or you meet somebody at a networking event, you can say, I'm a teacher. I worked in X, Y, and Z for this many years. I'm pivoting to marketing and I know I can use my skills because of X, Y, and Z. You're just forming this idea that you have in your head into a one or two sentence elevator pitch. Once you have this elevator pitch, you really just want to memorize it as best you can, feel comfortable with it, so that when you're talking to someone, you can get it out there. What I would say is just get it down to one or two sentences. And then if someone asks you for a little bit more, you can elaborate. But really, you want to go from the first one to the second one. So you want to say, I was this, I'm moving to this, or I was this, and I'm launching a business about this. And then you're putting it in a way where it's more cohesive and you're more comfortable. I think once you have it down on paper, it's a lot easier. All right, here's our quote for the day. Do what you love and success will follow. Passion is the fuel behind a successful career. So do what you love and success will follow, because passion is the fuel behind a successful career. Meg Whitman. I just love this one again. I feel like it's extremely relevant to everything we've been talking about. And I wanted to leave that with you today. Thank you for joining us. I hope you found some gems of inspiration and some takeaways to help you on your path to second act success. To view show notes from this episode, visit secondactsuccess.co. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Reviews only take a few moments and they really do mean so much. Thank you again for listening. I'm Shannon Russell, and this is Second Act Success. Have you been wondering if now is the right time to change careers? If you have been asking yourself that question, you are not alone. I created a new 10-question quiz that will give you the clarity you need. Download the quiz at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. You will get results quick. Plus, you'll get action items for you to implement right away. I am also including private podcast links to give you even more information on how you can move forward to pursue your second act career. You can grab it now at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. Good luck.